order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance, if we may.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joyce?
Yes.
Eric?
Ken?
Yeah.
Diane here. Holly? Bill?
Here.
Everybody here. We've got a copy of the minutes from the April 16th meeting. Anybody have any questions, comments, or changes?
I have a question on page 10, line 11. JD, who is JD? It's a person.
JD works at the...
Is that his name, JD?
Yeah, his name is JD.
Kittleson.
Kittleson.
Oh.
That works at the... Blue?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I'll make a motion that we accept what minutes from the last meeting.
Motion by Joyce, do I have a second to accept that?
Second.
Second by Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the approval of the agenda.
Could I add to the agenda dates at the church and the school reunion? I have to make sure that there's dates at the minute time.
Uh-huh. Okay. To add that, is number 7. I'd like to add as number 8, a new planning commission member, Patrick McConnell. And number 9, a signature for the safety deposit box that Mary's requested me to add. So we need 2 signatures. There's no legal ones right now. So.
What was number 8?
Pardon me?
What was number 8?
Was the planning commission member. A lot to go over tonight, so we'll try to make it quick. Anybody else have any additions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion by Bill, second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Do you have any brief public comment? All right, correspondence. We got a letter from the attorney about the bill and the auditor, saying that there's no pending litigation. Letter from consumers.
Sorry, saying there's what?
Pardon me?
What did the letter from the attorney?
The letter was from the auditor just saying that there's no pending litigation.
No pending litigation, okay.
From the attorney for the auditor.
From the attorney for the auditor, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then a letter from Consumers Energy saying that they're surveying existing streetlights. just received a correspondence on my way down here from the grant management, and I haven't had a chance to read that yet, so that's going to be it's from Michigan Department of Natural Resources, so that will involve parsing on, I'm sure, so I'll try to get that right and respond and get the information on that. Was there any other correspondence that anybody else got? Treasurer's report, anybody have any questions on that? Small treasurer's report, and next month it'll probably be bigger if they had a lot
of building there anyway.
And then there's also the check register, the revenue expense report, and anybody have any questions on that or? She's enclosed the non-routine bills with the budget, so. Pretty much the check register is the same as any other one.
I make a motion that we approve the bills.
Second.
All right. Motion by Holly, second by Ken to approve the bills. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Business. First off, we have the council reduction of trustees. The 45 days will be up May 30th. The ordinance will have passed on that day. Publication has already been in the paper. We'll put it in again after the 45 days. And we haven't had anybody do a petition, so we're just a week away. And then the next one is the fire ordinance and permits. I did bring a copy of the fire permit. I noticed there's some posted in the office, so we'll post one at the post office as well with a note that tells people that they need to get a fire permit because I think a lot of people don't know. Ken, do you have anything to add to that?
No, like I said, I'll make sure that Penny's got a copy of it so when someone asks him.
So whose signature's got to be on that, mine or the?
The fire chief, I think.
Alberta DPW superintendent and the fire chief. Both. Do you want yours off?
No, I just want, do we have specs for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple.
I made that. Actually, I made that.
Well, not permit, Mary got a copy. I mean, the specs of where they got to do stuff. So.
Yep.
This is the fire pit specs right here.
Okay. So does it say how far it's got to be from my house and that, or?
I don't know, but if you want to look at that and then cross-check it with the ordinance. So if we need to change it, we will.
Burning, well, basically that.
This one just says.
Under Village Ordinance 17, both table and Berman.
Should that go with, that should go with the permit, I think.
That should be a copy of it.
They can burn sticks, split wood, and charcoal. Right, stuff like that. Can't burn no construction material or nothing like that at all.
Okay, so.
No leaves or nothing like that, just.
Clean wood.
We'll make copies of the ordinance to go with the permit.
Yeah, we got the ordinance 17, told you we can't burn anything, Tom, then we make the change of that ordinance and back in, establishing O2. Diane Jones, Ken Holmes, no names, Aaron Bowers.
What about the other, Ken?
What's that?
The outdoor burning things, where do we stand on that?
The outside, we can, that's something that we can, that outside burning burner, we can make an ordinance on that, and, because basically, they're illegal, outside burning, those illegal in our area. To me, what we need to do on that is to not allow any more in.
Well, in order to make an ordinance, we have to have a public hearing.
But we need a public hearing on, and also we need to state that they can't replace it.
Does that need to go into the planning commission? Or zoning or anything like that?
No, it's a council ordinance because it's not land use.
So that's exactly what we need.
So do you want public hearing at the next meeting?
Yes, because we need to get it done, because they're already wanting to change the fireplace, whatever they're doing now. And that, to me, that's, I talked to two or three people, and they basically, that's under nuisance clause that we have in our fire ordinance anyway. Section 6, that any violation of the provision of this ordinance is hereby declared to be a public nuisance, and nuisance per se, which may be enjoined, or which may be subject to the violator of a municipal civil infraction fines and penalties, which are provided here, and which is a $50 fine to $250 fine.
That's if they're burning illegal stuff, but that's pretty hard to prove, but you gotta get somewhere to come down. Well,
black smoke coming out of the chimney, you know, there's something wrong there.
So, do you want a type of ordinance, or do you want something I already put together?
All we really need to do is add to our ordinance 17, but if so, I don't think we'd have that, we could have a public hearing, but to eliminate those outside burners like that.
Well, we have to have a public hearing, trying to do an ordinance, so.
Yeah.
We'll schedule that for June, and.
Just do that, we'll do that, for June.
You wanna take on that one?
Sure, is that similar to what I sent you?
Yeah.
Just need to have a copy of it. You do that, it's entirely in the hearing, and.
Okay.
Get some comment on it.
I'm thinking about non-replace it, and so I'd have to add something. And then can you have that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you should be able to, but I would call the DEQ.
Because the zoning person, Bill, is saying they're gonna do that, but.
It's under ordinance or zoning.
Call Josh.
Okay.
He's probably dealt with it, he's probably already dealt with it. Okay, and then I just have on their late water bills, we've gotten real well on collecting money for those, so that's just something that we're gonna keep on enforcing.
The ones that they're actually getting our money back?
And their, yeah, and other taxes, so. agenda. Number one is EPW wages and benefits. Joyce, I'm going to ask you as head of employee relations to take that if you would.
Well, you have a copy of it. What we recommend. The health insurance coverage went up from 300 to 350 a month. I don't know if there's a line through life insurance. I guess maybe I can put that in. Village paid for contributions to a compensation plan, which would be a retirement plan, would be $1,000 a year. And vacation time, he's been with us 5 years, and that's 2 weeks. Sick days, get 40 hours sick day time a year. And bereavement time, 3 days off for death and immediate family. Only father, mother, sister, brother, child, husband, and wife. And holidays back, he wants. I went through the holidays, which I think that we should change some of them. Because there's President's Day. Thanksgiving Day following Thanksgiving, unless you want to go out of town. And Christmas Eve Day, they usually work back until noon. New Year's Eve Day, which that's New Year's Eve Day would be the day before New Year's, so I don't know about that. And a half day on Good Friday, so I think we should be looking at it.
Okay, so you're saying the day following Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve Day, Christmas Eve Day, half a day on Good Friday, because they're not really holidays.
Yeah. And presidents.
Yeah, presidents.
I think those were all municipal holidays, though. And I think that's what we're based on.
Basically, they all started with when the post office was closed those days. That was the day that the village used for holidays.
Because those are municipal days. Like the banks do it, all that.
The banks are open and happy holiday in the morning.
I don't know, this has to be discussed, I guess. And the wage is $18 an hour. And work on Saturday, Sunday, and holidays is overtime.
So is this a copy of the previous?
Which one?
Benefit? Is this paper, is this the
you previous? You should have one like this.
Correct, I do. Where is this from? Is this what?
This is what the committee came up with.
Oh, okay, this is what you guys?
This is what I was hired in at.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the benefits was when I was hired.
This was from the previous contract.
And he gave it back to me with the corrections on there, but that's what he would do.
Is overtime time and a half?
Yep.
Yeah. And if you work on Saturday, Sunday, and holidays, you should get overtime. Those are your dues on.
So, my concerns are I don't want to give something to somebody and then have to take it away like previously because that was really rotten.
Yeah.
And, on the MML, there is a DPW wage survey, and I tried to get into that, but I didn't have time with the auditors and my schedule, because you have to fill out the survey in order to have access to the survey, and so that is something that you probably should find out the range And I talked to some human resource people, and they said what you really should do is find out the range. And you find out, do you want to be at the low end of the range? Do you want to be in the middle of the range? Do you want to be at the high end? And that's how you pick hourly. And, but I mean, I don't know. It would be nice to have some facts on averages, salaries.
You won't be able to get into the MML because we did not participate. I tried that too when I called Mary Charles. And in the past, there was no participation. So they don't make you privy to it if you don't participate yourself. That's a requirement by MML. So if we participate this year, then we will be privy to that next year.
Okay.
So,
usually when you give somebody a raise, you don't take it away.
Exactly. That's why you have to do it fairly and make sure you pick a number that you can maintain.
You have to go over everything.
Well, Kathy has.
So we have to, what we can afford, what you can't afford.
She,
like you said, you're not going to give somebody something and take it away.
She said we could afford it.
And my other question is there a possibility of the part of the backup water person working occasionally so that Ken could have time?
How much does that backup water person
right
charge?
Right now he's not charging the village nothing right now. Most of them charge the village. And it's because he knows that, you know, I know him personally in that too, and he knows that I'll do a good job, otherwise I won't put his name on it. But he'd want probably somewhere around 35 or 40 bucks an hour. So it'd cost you 60 bucks a day for him to come in and read the meters and go. And that's not new, he will not do nothing with the sewer.
He did come in at one time. And the rate was?
$350 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did is I filled out the MOR, took it over to him, he reviewed it, signed it, and sent it in.
So this J.D. Kittleson, who's getting his water license?
That's a sewer license.
That's
completely different.
He's blowing, he can't do that.
Completely
different.
License.
Right.
Completely different program.
Yeah.
That's why they always, in most of them, they have a water system, have two full-time employees. They both have water licenses.
Yeah. That's where we need to get back up to, so that
that's right.
We
need to back up, and with the
everybody
that we had in this village, we've had trained.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I asked Kenny about that the other day, and in order to qualify to take the test for water, you have to be full-time for a year. Is that right, Kenny?
Even right.
And we can't afford somebody full-time right now. But she can be learning, you know, by going with Kenny, so that when we do, so when we can, then we'll know if she wants to stay or she'll know if she wants to stay, and we can afford to put somebody on full-time, then, you know, she might be...
If you have someone to come in on the weekend, it should be overtime no matter what, you know.
Well, I mean, I work weekends, I don't get overtime. But I don't work 7 days a week either.
Right.
So.
Yeah. By the weekend, Ken already has his hours in.
Well, they start on Saturday.
Your 40 hours starts on Saturday?
Yep, that's the way they have it now. You have 40 hours. That's it. They
well,
start
overtime's
on Saturday,
over 40, though.
And this Saturday, last Saturday, we had cleanup, so I'm probably already over my 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our recommendation, so.
be a member of the MML, does it cost money, or do you have to, what do you have to do?
We are a member of the MML.
We are, we pay.
Do that survey thing.
Well, you have to submit, we are already members, the village is members, and then everybody can get a number to go in on council. And we just have to participate in the survey, so.
We should do that.
Yeah, we can, you can ask Mayor to do that.
Well, and I tried, but they didn't, if they gave a username and a password that didn't work, and then I didn't have time to mess with it, because, you know, there were five people in the office.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm not gonna hold them all.
Yeah. So we won't be privy to it till next year, our next fiscal year. Till at the end of this fiscal year, then we can go in, fill out the survey, and it's a whole lot more than just wages, it's a big survey.
Well, the girl told me, she said, if you fill it out, then right after you fill it out, you can go in and look at the results.
Yeah. Oh, she, well, maybe they changed it.
Yeah, so maybe she was incorrect, I don't know.
Maybe. Bill, what's your thoughts?
No, I'm in favor of getting Ken back to where he started. I don't really have a problem with it, but I think it just seems like a lot of holidays. President's Day, day after Thanksgiving.
President's Day, I think, dropped to Martin Luther King Day. I think they gave up President's Day, and it's now Martin Luther King.
Okay, so, but other than that, I think it's a good, you know, we get these things back.
Ken?
I'm thinking, because, okay, that's, we're jumping that wage up another buck and a half or $2 an hour, and we can afford it, that's one thing. But that's, and when you start looking at your holiday pay, you're talking another $10,000, and actually, my figures, you gotta, whatever we gotta give them, make sure that you don't have to take it away. And we're such a small community and so much money, there's only so much money coming in and so much money going out. If you can afford it, do it. If you can't afford it, don't.
Well, they've been doing a lot of transfers of funds. But then it's money there. It's $300,000.
Well, I had Kathy go over everything because she's the one that's pinching that budget. And she seems to think we can do it. We meet with the Treasury Department on Wednesday. I think that personally, it's going to be really hard to replace anybody for any less than that. To replace Kenny for any less than that with all of his qualifications, I don't have a problem with the increase in the health insurance by $50 because his health insurance is still not covering him. The sick days I don't have a problem with. The vacation time. Holidays I do. I've had a problem with those holidays since day one. And, you know, I think the President's Day, the day following Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve Day, New Year's Eve, and Happy Day on Good Friday that Joyce recommended, I would eliminate those. I don't have a problem with the $18 an hour because Kenny's been with us for how long, Kenny? Seven? How long have you been with us?
Since 2009.
2009. 6 years.
Vacation time use or lose, and is the sick days use or lose?
That's exactly what we recommended 2 years ago. Could not accumulate. It has to be paid. Either got to be paid or taken.
Mm-hmm. By March 1st?
By the end of the year.
By the fiscal year. Mm-hmm.
Can you carry anything over?
Nope. That was in our minutes.
They had in the minutes where I could carry them over because I was the only employee, too, because they weren't going to pay for them.
Are you talking about vacation and sick days, or are you talking about one or the other?
I'm talking about both. They did you because what happened, and it all started with Gene Luxford and Frankers working over there. Ended up with almost a year of pay coming from the city, and then complete insurance and everything else to go with all the benefits, and so consequently, their man right now this year, Chris, is retired basically, but he's going to be paid for another several months because of the accumulation.
Well, I think we should have that clause, use or lose, but you know if it's so that we don't have somebody to give Kenny the time off, then we have to pay him off because that's not his fault.
If
you tell somebody they can take a vacation, they say, "Well, we can't take it. You can only go from."
It's not a whole day. I mean,
yeah, it's not a whole day.
Come do well numbers and then take the rest of the day. I mean, I can't go down the state for 2 days.
Right.
Unless I turn off the water before I go.
I don't have the license. I don't know, and that'll never happen.
So, yeah, I...
Unless I'm on vacation too, then you don't.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I say use or lose or pay out because we can't, you know, it's different. If we get to the point to where we have another full-time employee and he has the option to take that vacation, then that would be different. Use or lose, you know.
So what you're saying is for vacations, it's use or pay out?
Right, use or pay out.
March 1st. Yeah. And then for sick days.
Do the same thing.
Because heaven forbid if you get sick.
Yes,
you don't lose your pay. It's not an extra vacation.
Right.
You know, we've been pretty healthy. Lucky with Kenny's health, but, you know, certainly.
We haven't killed him. Quick cough.
And, you know, as far as the overtime on Saturday, Kenny's work week does start on Saturday,
I don't have a problem with that being overtime Saturday and Sunday because he's also on call 24/7. And it doesn't matter where he's at, he gets called. So he doesn't get paid for that. So to pay him time and a half on Saturday, and if he comes in on, you know, Saturday and Sunday.
Then you get paid for your hourly work.
That's, you know, we're lucky, doesn't it? Because legally, we only have to have a 5-day water test, but we can't get the backup guy to do it unless we have a 7th, because he won't put his license at risk, and Kenny won't put his license at risk, because if something happened to that water, it would be Kenny's, not only his license, but he would be the one fined for it, so.
We are responsible for it.
No, you'd get a fine for it, Ken. I would go to jail for it.
But he's a lot more responsible than we are. It's his license, not ours. Yeah. It's our saying, you know, whether we make it feasible for him to show up to test it. So. So, you know. Joyce, if you're comfortable with that and you would like to make a motion.
I will make a motion that we give Kenny the benefit package that was taken away from him.
With
the time and a half.
What about the holidays?
And the holiday pay, which, with the corrections.
With the corrections, yeah. I just need to get this in right now.
President's Day. Thanksgiving Day following Thanksgiving. Christmas Eve Day. New Year's Eve Day, and half a day on Good Friday.
Okay.
And I don't know about Veterans Day.
Well, you have to decide, because it has to be in the motion.
The post office is closed that day, I think. So, given the Veterans Day,
sick day user payout.
Yep.
Vacation user payout.
Yep.
Bereavement.
Yeah.
As it stated, 3 days off for death of immediate family, father, mother, sister, brother, child.
Usually they have more than that.
No. You know, it's 3 days. Three days is max.
I would love to give them 5 days.
Unless they have to travel. If it's local, then travel is 5.
If it's traveling, it's 5, because that's the way I used to have them.
All right, that's the motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion by Joyce, second by Ken. I'm going to do roll call. Joyce?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Holly?
No.
Bill?
Yes.
Diane, yes. Majority, motion carried. Okay. Next, sewer maintenance and water software. We put them in the budget. Water software program crashed. We have to get a new water software program. It's $1,600. We took that in on one late fee. So the money is there to pay for that. It's going to put Mary back on track with the water bills, and she has really fought them this month because of the program.
And we also had sewer lines. We've exceeded our budget on sewer line breaking, and that's not something that we can, we have no idea when something's going to plug or break or whatever. So that's just something that we're going to have to deal with as it comes. So the increase of that budget is $4,000 to cover the ones that we've already had.
Yeah, you can't run anything that that.
Yeah, forward. we've already had to pay. We have to pay those guys. They come. Yeah. Kirby's came. They fixed. They came. They conquered. They did it. So.
Well, actually, Bob come that one night, and his machine broke. We couldn't get it. I had to call PCS, and Bob gave us a bill for that. He said because he didn't get it, his machine broke, he wasn't billing us for it. And we worked on it for 6 hours that night.
What we need to do is pull that line out of there and replace it.
We need to do a sewer study, and we're looking into that.
One thing for when I call Bob to come work, he doesn't.
Well,
he isn't out to be a millionaire. I mean, his machine broke. Most PCS would build us for it.
Would have built, yeah.
You know, and they'd build for another truck. And that theirs starts from wherever that truck's sitting until it gets here and goes back to their shop.
So I'm asking for an amendment to the proposed budget amendment of increasing the sewer fund by $4,000 and increasing the water fund by $6,456.
I have a question on the software.
Mm-hmm.
You said $1,600.
$1,600 for the one part of the software.
And that's not all of it.
No, there's $1,600 for the one and. She was going to get a bid, and I don't have
$6,800 for all of it.
$6,800, it says here.
Yeah, $800 and what is it, 68?
The water meter, I'm sorry, where are you doing? Water meter billing software. Current software is no longer supported. Upgrade is necessary to create and send out the water bills. $6,800 for all of the software for that.
So what does crash mean? What is it crashed?
It doesn't work no more.
It no longer supports it. It's outdated. Part of it is outdated, the other part doesn't work. It's right now they're having to use two computers and they were loading it on one and putting it out to another, and now it's not working. So she had to do a lot of stuff by hand, figure it out.
Years old?
No, that was from when they put in the meter system.
Yeah,
the girls never updated it.
If they would have updated it
along the way, it would have been a couple hundred bucks.
They had requested the council to upgrade it 4 years ago.
Well, I'm just saying, it just needs to be done now, that's all I'm saying.
Get it done.
So $1,600 for software.
For the complete system, for the software and the computer.
With it.
Without it, she can't do water bills.
Because we originally thought it was going to be $8,000.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't have any choice in the matter.
We don't have enough personnel in the
office. We don't have.
Keep things going.
Or we're not going to get water bills. Everybody's going to be paying estimated for the rest of our lives.
So what we need, the total we need is she's got it set for $6,800.
Well, she's got to increase the budget by $6,456 for the water fund and $4,000 for the sewer fund.
Yeah. So we've got to be amended both of those. So a fund
and amend them together because the water and sewer comes out of the same fund.
Yeah. Well, we did jack it up our water system, but it should be making its own by now. We've been in the hole so long, it's ridiculous.
You need a motion? I'd like to make a motion to increase the budget by $6,456 to pay for computer services, and also increase the other budget by $4,000 for repairs and maintenance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay?
Nay.
$2,015 Village Parks and Rec mowing contract.
Who is this kind of Mitchell I'm looking at?
He doesn't have insurance.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, all of them have insurance.
Oh.
But the one I'm looking at, why does he have insurance? Because when you're running $200, I'm looking at a situation that Frankfurt had with that CJ putting sewer lines in and went bankrupt and cost the city of Frankfurt twice as much money.
What it is a kid starting on his mowing business.
Who was your recommendation on this?
Anyone? The Mitchell kid, I don't know much about. The other four of all, I mean, you see them working, or the other three, you see them working all over, you know. At TJ's, there you see them a lot over in Benzonia and stuff. And I've seen Hospital around and the other one.
Yeah, he's worked around here all the time. But and works for a county lawyer. But the only one I don't know anything about at all is Mitchell.
Right, he's from Frankfurt.
Yeah, he's in like another United States at the hospital.
Yep.
Okay, that means 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know any of them, so.
No, that one, I don't like that. I don't know that Mitchell at all, but those other are they're pretty good. And the next one lower is a Aspen Paul.
What do we know about him, Ken?
He mows the Shell Station over there in Frankfurt, in town there, and he mows Graceland.
Yeah.
I've seen him mowing both of them.
And there's somebody else, doing one of them.
I mean, and I've seen his truck around in different places mowing. So.
Well, he's the next one up from the Mitchell. And we would still.
It'd still be money ahead.
We would save $630.
Well, we have a mower, don't we?
It cost the village $860 a time to mow with labor payback.
Right.
So we were,
but actually we were only paying, how much were we paying our seasonal help?
Minimum wage.
Okay, it takes how long to mow?
In about 28, 29 hours.
So that's $300.
But you gotta remember, our mower is like 7 years old, too.
Right.
Right now it's broke.
What's wrong with it?
I'm going to get new shafts for all the blades out.
Okay. So what if we hire somebody else, what do we do with our mower then?
We'll keep our mower.
But we won't use it.
We'll use it a little bit. I mean, they're mowing the parks and stuff. There's little scab places along the streets and that will mow. What happens if they don't mow? Then what, you know?
Right. I would just like to see, since we own a mower and we have seasonal help, I think we should just do it.
How many hours do you want me to work to seasonal help and me?
How much does a seasonal help want to work?
They work.
I mean, would
but
she want
to? We have sidewalks, we have all the water tower stuff to do. I mean, there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you just don't go out there and mow the place.
I mean,
If they're gonna, if we're gonna put a contract that's up with, and they got their own insurance, we don't pay that.
Yeah, they.
And we don't pay for any maintenance or gasoline or anything like that. And that, to me, that'd be the thing to go because we were paying Walkley about $600 a month to do the park by itself.
Last time, right.
Yeah, that one, the last job, the last time that they were mowing our yard, that it was $600, that's when we bought that mower. And that was $600 and...
Right, we had the mower when I started, Walkley did the park.
Yeah.
We mowed everything else, but the big park, Walkley did. We didn't mow the big park.
So...
So would you be comfortable going in with the cheapest bid and then having the seasonal help as a backup, or would you prefer to go with the $600? Where are you comfortable?
Well, I know that, I mean, I don't know that much about the Ken Mitchell, you know, I mean, I don't know him personally or anything, but he's one starting out. I mean, you know, his bid's a $100 a time, that's a lot for difference in between, you know.
So it's, I guess it's kind of up to you, probably. A lot up to you.
Well, you say he does have insurance?
Yes.
Yeah,
I called and asked him after you, because I didn't think that he did either from the look of his bid. He said, he told me he had $1 million liability insurance. Which they have to have insurance, they can't subcontract the village.
Right.
And you gotta have the equipment. If you only got one more, what happens if it breaks down? You gonna fix it and start keeping it going?
My concern is we only have X amount of dollars for seasonal help, and is this coming out of seasonal help? I mean, is that gonna mean that we're gonna be able to have our seasonal help that much less? Because I know we have a lot of work to do.
Right.
So if we have somebody else mow and that comes out of seasonal help and that uses up all the money, then we're not gonna get our sidewalks. So I guess that's my only concern. We have to get sidewalks.
That has nothing to do with the mowing.
I know, I'm just concerned about the money too.
Well,
we can't afford to buy a new mower though.
$5,000 so we can get one of six.
Well, we could try the seasonal or we could try the lowest. Lord knows, not like we can replace them.
I mean, yeah, it's up to you guys, you know, whether we do it or you know, have that. I'm just saying, you know, we have a lot of, we got the sidewalks to get, you know, tore out and put back in, and then there's all that work that needs done up at the water, you know, up on the water towers themselves.
You need to, like I said, you'd be much better off by contracting it out. You'd be right, no matter whether you use Mitchell, whether you use Hops and Ball, or but the almost $900 on that first one, I don't think it needs that.
Making a motion?
I'd make a motion that we either use Hops and Ball or Kenny Mitchell.
Pick one.
I'd say about Hospital because
withdraw his motion in order for that to happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to withdraw it. Because my vision had told me that Mitchell just doesn't have the equipment to continue on and on and equip.
Okay, let's do it this way. There's a motion on the floor by Ken to engage hospital.
Can you spell that real quick?
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion by Ken, second by Joyce. I'm going to do roll call on this. Joyce and Ken, obviously, yes. Holly?
No.
Bill?
No.
I'm going to go yes. Yeas, two nays. Motion carried. All right, next. Parks and Rec budget amendment. So this is for moving Solstice fundraiser to Parks and Rec fundraiser, Alberta Life Saving Station or Waterfront Park improvement, reduce park and rec operating budget, and reduce park, $250 and reduce parks and rec operating budget $500. So because there is no more Solstice with Parks and Rec, we move the Parks and Rec, the Solstice fundraiser, Park and Rec fundraiser. The $5,000 is for the Alberta Life Saving Station Waterfront Park Improvement. They're reducing the two fundraisers for Parks and Rec. Bill, is there anything you'd like to clarify on this? The side note on this says the Parks and Rec Commission has cash in the bank that was used as operating funds for the Solstice Festival. This money will pay for the $5,000 specific project under Department 753. It does not come from this year's revenue. Motion by Ken, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Holly to approve the amendment, budget amendment for Parks and Rec. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay? Any noes? Okay. Thank you. All right, property foreclosure. Got this thing because I entertain a motion on this. I don't even want to discuss this, so. The Village of Alberta does not need, in my personal opinion, we do not need one more piece of property to take care of. This is so.
Okay, 10 acres is enough.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'd say no. I know that property. That's that property down there, that the trailer houses off of Craigville Street. It's not really worth much. The property might be worth something, but the house was.
And you have to use it for public purpose. We have that public purpose.
Yes. Yeah, you can't sell it or nothing.
You can maintain.
Yeah. That's okay.
Motion by Ken, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Holly to decline the purchase of the property up for tax sale. Zero six five zero one zero zero three zero zero.
Elmer Raymond.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Solstice Festival Foundation contract. Okay, put a contract in all of, this is the latest update. We did have a meeting that was open to anybody that wanted to come on this. Several people came, asked a lot of really good questions. And Fred was generous enough to do the contract, so we didn't have to pay attorney fees for this. And rental fee is $2,000 plus cleaning fee of $200, deposit $500, which was already paid. And this is for the Alberta Solstice Foundation. And everybody had a chance to read this. If you have any questions, we'd certainly be have the chance to answer
questions.
Them. Okay.
Of course.
Of course. That's what we're here for.
I'm wondering what the plans are for trash and for things.
We were planning on contracting with Williams for the porta potties. We have arranged with them. We have not entered the contract because of the uncertainty, basically why we're here tonight. As far as trash go, we are going to staff with volunteers to do both recycling and trash, and we're going to take care of that.
Okay, but I mean, you have a plan to get rid of the trash?
Yes, ma'am.
But without using village dumpster?
Okay. Yes. I mean, pretty much as far as anything goes, operationally, logistically, those things will all be run the way that the Solstice has been run, the festival's been run in the past. Relying on Bill, Josh, to instruct on those things and seasoned volunteers. And then also the vendors and companies who've been contracted in the past who are all very familiar with operating this, who've been very kind to give us guidance and we'll be going off the previous budget. So we have a very carefully tailored plan for all such, I guess, necessities.
Anything else, Tom?
No.
Anybody else?
Bill?
There's no more questions, and everybody's in agreement. I entertain a motion that we accept the contract and okay my signature on it.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the contract.
I'll second.
Motion by Holly, seconded by Joyce. I'm going to do roll call because Bill's on the festival committee.
I'll repeat myself.
Okay. Oh. Joyce?
Yes.
Holly?
Yes.
Ann?
Yeah.
Diane, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll sign the contracts. Thank you for that. Okay, Patrick McConnell's not here, so. He had asked the Planning Commission if he could be a member of the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission all agreed that we could use a new member, but it obviously has to go before council, so that's where we are with that.
I'll make a motion to accept Patrick McConnell as a member of the
Planning
Commission.
Motion by Bill. Do a second.
I'll second that.
Second Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay. Motion carried. I'm sorry, what was the one you wanted? Oh. And what was that, Joyce? That, I'll just open that up to
you. Well, on August 15th, we have, every 3 years, have our school get together, which we hold down in this park.
Uh-huh.
And we have for years. Then on the 16th, we have church in the park, and we always have it there. This has been going on since 84.
And what's the dates on, what's the day of the week on those?
These are Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday.
And then the church has requested that they've had people wanting to have church more often, and they would like to also use that park on July 19th. And they'd be off.
Is that Sunday?
Saturday. Or Sunday. Oh, okay. But they'd be out of there by 12 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be down there by 12 and clean her up and leave.
And that is, did you say July?
Yeah, July 19th.
That might be already used, we don't know.
And we want to make sure that we don't have to pay for it.
Okay, so it's August 15th is school?
Yes.
Reunion. And the 16th is church. And that starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so that would be like 10 to noon?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody would be out by noon anyway.
And then the school reunion time would be?
It starts at around 11, 12 o'clock. And now last time we had, we were out of there by 2 o'clock. They didn't
say that. Last time we were out
of there.
You know what, I don't have that calendar with me, but, you know, it needs to be a motion, and maybe council hands to approve that, and as long as somebody hasn't already paid for it, there's only been a couple dates on that, most everything's down at the waterfront park.
But we wanted to make sure that, you know, that it wasn't a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate that. Okay, so is that a motion, Joyce?
Yeah.
Motion by Joyce to use the Penfold Park.
Yeah.
August 15th for school reunion. August 16th for church. And July 19th for church. Do I have a second?
That's okay. I'm seeing them on the committee anyway. As a result, they won't be.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I'll check Joyce and call you tomorrow.
Okay.
I have that calendar. Those dates are jumping out at me. So. Okay. And then the last but not least is the signature for the safety deposit box. There is none. There is no signatures because the past president was on it, and so we just need to have two new signatures. Mm-hmm. And it can be. Mary needs to be one. Obviously, she's
a treasure. Someone should do it.
And then the second one, I don't care. I don't think it has to be anybody in particular. Should be somebody on budget and finance.
Anybody on that, yeah. That, or yourself or the president. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think it should be someone who's available and mm-hmm. needed. And I don't know that I can always be available.
Mm-hmm.
I can one day a week.
I can do it, but I'm not on the budget committee.
No, but you're on the bank.
Yeah.
You're on the bank thing.
Mm-hmm. Signature stuff.
I don't care.
Okay. You can do it.
Hmm?
Yeah. You gotta have somebody there.
Well, somebody make a motion and a name. I don't care.
I'd like to make a motion to put Diane on the safety deposit box signatory.
William Mary.
Okay, motion by Holly. We have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Public Here's your chance.
Oh, you're not doing committee reports?
Pardon me? Committee reports?
Oh, committee reports. Everybody has submitted committee reports, and unless anybody has any questions, Kenny, you're the only one that didn't submit a paper one, so. Oh, yeah, we have the commissioner, I'm sorry. I'm hungry, doesn't show. Sorry, sir, no disrespect intended. Literal.
They're having a Freedom of Information workshop.
Oh, that's great.
June 4th at the Government Center. That one was $10, I believe.
What time was that?
That one's at 4 p.m. I'll leave you there. This. The other one is next Wednesday, the 27th at 9 a.m. to 1 at Little River, and I guess you sign up on the RMA website. And that one is free.
And that's the 27th?
That's the 27th.
Is that also a Freedom of Information?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to have more. But the big changes are supposed to be on July 1st. So this is the only one we're going to have ahead of time, and the one at the casino is the other one that they had.
So when you say Government Center, is that a Benzie courthouse?
Yes, it'll be in the
Is that going to be the commissioner's building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing I have is the Memorial Day services by the American Legion. The times. I don't know if anybody's interested, but I will leave you a flyer on that. And I believe that's about all I have. If you're hungry, it's time to go.
Sorry about that.
I had one thing on our Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Andy Bollander had resigned from Parks and Rec, and now he's submitted to be back on. And because I promised him he wouldn't have to do anything. But we approved him at our May 14th meeting. Is that something you still need to? Okay. So is that just going to
we'll
be
put
like
it on the June agenda?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you do it right now?
I'll give him a month to run.
Can we do it right now, James?
Pardon?
Can we approve him right now? So he's ready for our next meeting?
It has to be an agenda item.
You had to have done it at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah, at the beginning we should have added it.
Sorry, I should have done that.
Not to say he can't come to the meeting, to your Parks and Rec meeting. And
well, yeah, he has.
He already did. We approved
him. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, I got to follow the process. Okay, Kenny?
I have a new helper. Her name's Santana Keeler. So if you guys see her running around, seems to be doing pretty good so far. And Fleece and Vanderbrink, I got a hold of me, and we do need to update our wellhead protection thing.
Yeah.
And there's a grant that'll do at least half of it, but it's due June 15th. So Fleece and Vander, whatever, said that they would write the grant if they got to work, and I called Gordy Frazier, because they're the ones that did our water reliability study in that. And she said that, yeah, they would do it, and they'd put the grant, or, you know, do for the grant, and then if we got it, they would help us on that, too. So, if you want, I can do that. Otherwise, we're supposed to have it done last year.
All right.
And that's the thing for the DEQ.
Gordy Frazier's that company we
It's all to do with our wellhead.
Gordy Frazier's the one that did our...
Overcharges by then.
No. The ones that we had do the last thing. Fleece is the one that overcharges by grant.
Yeah, Fleece and Vanderbrink, that's what I meant, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tell me, Oliver, don't let me...
Just a little overcharge.
And then, most everybody paid, we ended up doing 3 water shut-offs for non-payment. And then spring cleanup went real good. Sue Osmond come down, and her and Santana went around and picked up in the morning with the truck. Kidder has the alternating switch fixed for the wells. And there was a little bit of room, I got the rest of them old box smashed down and put it in one of them dumpsters too, so we don't have to look at it another year.
Yeah, we need, also we need that dumpster covered down at the life saving station, that door.
Yeah, we already know that, Ken.
I know, it's gotta be done though, everybody's hollering about it.
It's on the list, right along with everything else.
That's on your list, and also the sign, no dog signs are out, busted up, taken down, whatever.
They're already fixed.
You have to keep an eye on it.
No, I met with the ISO for the fire department on insurance stuff yesterday. I got a couple more things to fill out for that, and Ludke's are doing a real good job on the docks down there. I mean, everything's really nice and clean and and that, so and I've had a lot of complaints about dogs running around. So I called the dog pound and told him, any dogs that's not on a leash, he's running around out of the yard, he's taking him to the dog pound. And...
Yes, you know us.
I was wondering how much, we have the no dogs in the park, how much is the fine?
We haven't stressed that, but it should be.
I've gave 8 warnings so far this year. People drive right by the signs and say no dogs in the park. And
We need a...
Did someone get charged $50 before for a dog violation?
Standard.
That was, well, that... The village made no ordinance for no dogs in the park.
Yeah, we have made an ordinance for that, but I don't remember the
fine. But they never made no fine. I don't think so.
We want to make a resolution for a fine, a minimum.
Well, so it's on your next month's thing or whatever.
Yeah, you should have that. You should have that in your power. Say, hey, this is the way it goes.
Well, yeah, I just asked them if they can read, but. I told the dog pound guy, and he said if he sees them down there, you just pick them up.
Yeah, I've had, in my walk with my new dog, I've had 4 dogs come out and want to attack that 7-month-old dog.
So, should I have one of them companies see if they can get us a grant for doing that?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I would say contact Gordy Frazier because the other guy.
It'd be right. It'd be kind of committed to him.
Very village friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been stopping all the time after that anyway.
Yeah, Gordy Frazier did a tremendous amount of work over the years.
Right, and they did. Well, it used to be Fleece. Now, Gordy Frazier's the one that did all our last water stuff.
Report in the first check that will go to Ludke and We already approved for all of that. I just want to let you know that the first one did come in, and I just forwarded it to Mary and told her to write the check, because we're a pass-through. All the money is going to be, it's not our money anyway, but. So those checks will be starting to go. Lucky, you're doing a great job over there. Everything's nice and neat.
I'm going to raise my hand and then pause.
Yeah. You can talk. I won't yell at you.
I was just going to, I don't know if it's appropriate, but since Mr. Bonnie thinks we're doing such a wonderful job, you know. But I was wondering about the payment process.
Yes, the payment process is.
You know, we have to grow quite a bit. We'll have probably some, you know, fairly large invoices.
Yeah, he just gave us the first invoice.
Right.
So it went from me to Mary, and I just told him to cut me out as the middle person and just, you know, forward everything to the treasurer, and then she will cut you a check. So, I don't know if she has a mailing address for you, or if he just wanted to call you, you can come pick it up, or.
Where's she at?
At the village office.
Yeah.
They're limited hours, so you also have to pay attention to the hours they're open. Very limited.
So I'll tell you. I need phone number, maybe phone number and email address. You can give me. Any other reports? We dealt with VFA, we dealt with employee relations. Yeah, I think up. Now, up into the public. Anybody else have anything?
I just want to thank the council for allowing us to keep the festival going. And we will not do you wrong, I promise you that. We got sharp grass guys that are involved here, so no worries.
Yeah, thanks, Fred. You did a great job on the contract. Thank you, Josh, for everybody's hard work behind him.
We really are doing this for the village of Alberta and for the citizens of Benzie County. You know, it's that's why we created it as a nonprofit. You know, the money is untouchable, and actually the money might be able to get put to some good use. I understand there was some maybe some issues around the past, but you know, our money is, we can put it to anything within our charter, which involves pretty much preserving any historic or natural object in Alberta or Benson County. So, you know, village improvements, projects in the park, all those types of projects would be within our ability to contribute financially.
Okay.
And hopefully this will be something that can not only run the Solstice Festival, but do other good things around here. So, you know, it should be a partnership between us and the village.
Yes.
In a way that everybody's happy, satisfied legally, but I think that is very feasible. Because moral support is a.
This is a new endeavor for us all, so we're all learning a lot.
So, thank you for letting us rent it at the reduced rate. And,
thank you guys, too. I know it's a lot of work. And, anybody else?
Real quick, the campaign to ban fracking, to get that on the ballot in Michigan for November 2016 starts tomorrow. And so me and a whole bunch of other people around the state are going to be collecting signatures, petition signatures. And so all that is to get it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be up to the voters to decide if Michigan wants to ban fracking. And it would be, and I can explain more if anybody's interested, but it's to ban the process of fracking. It's also to ban this other process called acidification, where they shoot acid into the rock to dissolve the rock. So that's another process that they're using. So that process would be banned. And then the third thing is, we, Michigan would not accept wastewater from other states, which Michigan is currently doing that now, accepting wastewater. So so it's a, you know, it's an important issue for the voters to have a chance to decide on. And we got 6 months to collect 256,000 signatures in order to get it on the ballot. So,
can you put that online? You know how
like you no, it has to be paper signature. Yeah, it's a ballot initiative, so it's like a real specific thing. So I'm going to be wandering around, you know.
Don't come to my house.
Okay. I won't.
Did you table it at the solstice festival?
Yeah, I think definitely somebody's going to do that. Yeah, it's not going to be me, but it'll be somebody. Yeah, for sure.
Anybody else? Are you biting your tongue around here?
Yeah.
I did turn the quilt over to the Solstice Festival so they can go ahead and take care of, what do you call it, selling tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we discussed that at the meeting. We have to figure out about getting a ticket, like a license for doing a raffle.
Yeah,
and then we have to figure out a good day to do it. So,
well, you don't want to just do it in one day. What you really want to do is say, we're going to start this now in October. We'll take names and addresses in October and November. It will be mailed to whoever wins it or given to whoever. If it's a local person that wins it, it can be delivered, but that's how you do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but yeah, Rosemary cool. did a gorgeous job on it.
Or you could just save all that raffle stuff and I'll just buy it. Anybody else? I'm not religious queen. I'm not anxious. Thank you, everybody, very much.
I don't hear them over there. All right. Very good.